is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Spending a fair amount of time talking about the Panthers, doing the post-op, even before the season ends, and it's almost over. We'll talk rock bottom and all of that, and there's no better person to do it than with Scott Fowler of the Charlotte Observer. And I know Scott, who joins us on the Adam Gold Show, you've been making the rounds lately, and I know you're on with Dan Patrick, and I wanted to talk about nicknames, and I loved your nickname for him. You called it ineptitude. I think that's great.
Yeah, that word ineptitude, which means, of course, Tepper doing something inept, came like, I guess, right after Frank Reich was fired, and I wondered if I was going to get to use it again. And in fact, I've gotten to use it many times, including the drink toss incident. So yeah, there has been a lot of fodder there for radio talk show host and sports columnist and everybody else in a very dysfunctional year. At least they've been a little bit entertaining off the field.
Well, that is it certainly has given us things to talk about beyond 2-14. And as I said on our first day back on Tuesday, they've had worse years. They've had worse teams than this, although I think it might be a stretch to find a worse team than this. But they've had worse seasons. They've played worse games. But I don't know that this isn't rock bottom for the franchise. You've been there for the whole franchise. Is this it?
I felt worse, a little bit more hopeless for the franchise in 2010 when Jimmy Clausen was the quarterback for most of that season. And that offense was even worse than this one, as hard as that is to believe. But the thing is, then you knew they were going to have the number one pick the next year, and so there was hope there. So I think this is right at the edge of rock bottom. I would certainly think it was in the top two or three of those of those spots.
Scott Fowler is joining us here from the Charlotte Observer. But the reason I thought it was rock bottom was more about the other stuff. Was even then when they were bad as a football entity. You had the prospect of the number one overall pick, and I guess most people thought it might be Cam Newton, but there wasn't necessarily the circus in town all the time, and this has become, like, I've always tried to give David Tepper the benefit of the doubt that it takes time to learn how to own, but I'm not sure he's ever going to get it based on his own behavior.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't see a whole lot of change going on there. I mean, we're not into the first or second year of this now. This is year six, and the product on the field's been bad. You know, I think they're 31-67 under him. As we think about, like, off-the-field circuses, the biggest one I've ever seen, honestly, Adam, was the Ray Carruth murder trial, which was occurring during an NFL season the Panthers were playing. So that's a long time ago, but certainly, people lost their lives in that, and that was way bigger than a drink tossed. However, the team wasn't as bad, for sure, that year, and then they've rarely ever been this bad. I mean, last week was such a hopeless looking thing. I'm working on something right now, really, on what went wrong, really, the entire season. And as you can imagine, it's a pretty long story because there have been so many twists and turns, and they've all almost led to dead ends.
Scott Fowler is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Yeah, I meant to ask you this when we talked last time, and I don't want to forget, so I'm probably going out of order here and what I wanted to get to. But when you were snubbed at the Frank Reich press conference, and I said this the day we talked to you, I think the next day, but I said the day of, I'm like, how does Scott Fowler not get a question? And I said, I want to ask Scott what the question would have been. So what was the question?
Paid actor portrayal.
I didn't see it coming. Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. The mortgage, car payments, and all the other bills. Even things like our annual summer vacation would be out of reach. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. I knew it was time to stop putting it off and get life insurance right now. I got on my computer and went to ethoslife.com. In just 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected. Thanks to Ethos, my family won't have to worry about the bills if the unpredictable happens to me.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethoslife.com/audio. That's ethoslife.com/audio.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
The question, to shorten it a little bit, was basically, look, you're about to go into your sixth head coach here. If you count interims in six seasons, you're going to hire your seventh in January in six seasons. Do you ever just look in the mirror, Dave Tepper, and say, is it me? Am I the problem? That was more or less the question. And so perhaps they did the right thing by not calling on me. I'm not sure he would have wanted to answer that.
Well, he definitely wouldn't have wanted to answer that, because I think, and the reason I called him Daniel, I referred to him as Daniel, is because now 6 years in a lack of accountability. And I think what people look for in leadership is, you know, being accountable for your own role in the situation. And he acknowledged that maybe he shouldn't have hired Matt Rhule. But, like, I don't know if Frank Reich was a poor hire, but I think Frank Reich got poor direction in terms of what David Tepper wanted from Frank Reich. I'm not sure that Frank Reich's firing wasn't the right move. But Tepper has taken essentially no responsibility for the product, the mood. And then he blamed his first statement after the drink toss was about, I'm passionate. Like, no, you're not passionate. My kid, when he throws an Xbox controller against the wall, he's not passionate. He's a child.
Right. Yeah, I thought the statement was lacking too, Adam. Just how hard is it to say you're sorry? I apologize. So you can, yeah, he said he regretted his behavior, but that just fell short to me. And yes, the deeply passionate part reminded me of a lot of situations in life where somebody gets really angry and they're like, well, I'm so mad at you and I did this really bad thing, but that's just because I care so much about our relationship, you know, and that's not the way to do it. I mean, Yeah, I'm sure some of this is legalese, and you know, maybe there's another shoe to drop in the legal aspect of what happened. But it just could have been worded better, and also they waited 48 hours.
Yep.
I didn't like that part either. There was a cone of silence that didn't need to happen there. It was silly, a completely avoidable situation that instead they just ran into another brick wall.
What did it say that Scott Fitterer did not move a muscle? He did not flinch. He did not glance back. What does that say?
I don't know what it says. I think Scott Fitterer has probably just was, you know, it was right after that interception. And of course, at that point, it looked like, yeah, they're definitely going to get shut out for the first time since 2002. I think he was looking a little bit on the field and just going, I cannot believe everything that possibly could go wrong has gone wrong. I'm not even sure if he registered really much what was happening to his left there. I think he had the 1,000-yard stare there literally because You know, they nobody at that building ever expected this.
No,
they did not. I mean, you couldn't, right? You're never prepared for 2-14, and it's just been a, you know, it's felt like probably 10 years over there instead of one.
Yeah, 2-14 is one thing, but the way they have looked getting to 2-14, because at more often than not, they have looked like they have not a clue how to go about fixing the problem. Although it did for a couple of weeks look pretty good. With the win over Atlanta, and then at least the offense performed very well against Green Bay. Scott Fowler, I guess this is the final part of this whole equation, in that David Tepper's actions, and we can all joke about $300,000 fine and what the overall meaning is to somebody worth $20.6 billion. But what does it mean in terms of finding the next head coach?
I think. I don't think the drink toss is going to influence that as kind of funny as the whole incident is, as much as it is that he's fired three guys in the middle of a season, Ron Rivera, Matt Rhule, and now Frank Reich, and he's only been there six seasons. I think that is more what would give people pause. They have to buy into the fact that Tepper this time, oh, yeah, he was supposed to do it last time. But no, this time he really is going to give you time to fix it because it's a mess. And also you have to buy into Bryce Young because that is your quarterback. You know, he's on a rookie contract, so he's a bargain, but you're going to have to make him better. And you have to believe that Bryce Young can be a good NFL quarterback. And that's where I think, you know, that's where some coaches are going to find the Panthers lacking. I think the plum out there is the Los Angeles Chargers job with Justin Herbert already ensconced as a clear franchise quarterback. The other jobs that'll be out there, and they'll probably be, you know, half a dozen, maybe eight, maybe six or seven by the time Black Monday rolls around next week. You know, the Panthers probably are in the mix on some of those. I mean, they do have a lot of salary cap room to move around in. They're not like a super old team.
So right.
There's some good stuff. But I think the next guy, the only thing they really have to sell is it's been such a disaster. The next guy, I think, will get a pretty extended honeymoon period. People will want so desperately for it to work out that I think he gets a little bit more like, but we're not two and 15, are we? You know, if they end up 6-11, I mean, that's like a cause for celebration.
When coach of the year,
you'd get some votes probably.
Do you believe in Bryce Young?
As a mid-level NFL quarterback, yes.
Okay.
I think he can be mid-level. I think they've set him up to fail this year.
They did.
They didn't mean to, but they did. They set him up to fail. But high level, no, I don't believe that yet. I got to see it.
Right.
You probably do too. You know, I that's what they thought they were getting, and I still think mid-level is there if they got to find a number one receiver, don't have one. Many other things have to happen on offense this offseason. But if you give him the people, I want to see him with better protection and better playmakers. And then I think we all can make a better judgment.
Scott Fowler, appreciate your time. By the way, the series, you can get him all on YouTube, Sports Legends of the Carolinas. The Steve Spurrier one, I got to go check out. Because that guy is just super entertaining. I appreciate it, Scott. Happy New Year to you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Happy New Year. Appreciate it.
Scott Fowler of the Charlotte Observer, who's been around the Panthers really from the beginning. And again, I do think that this is, when you take everything into account, like we're just not even having football discussions about the franchise. It's all about the owner.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.